This is One by the Boat, and today I want to talk to you about something which is rather important. This is going to make you uncomfortable. We together are going to ask difficult questions to each other, because for me and for you, the answer doesn't matter. What matters is the type of questions and what we are asking. Through these questions, we are going to find an answer, and together we are going to go to the source of the answer. Let's find out together about the entire problems of human existence, gradually, slowly, profoundly. Let's talk about your job. What do you think your job is? Is it good? Are you happy? Are you earning a lot? Do you love your job? Or do you not love your job? There is no answer to this. I'm not asking for you to give me an answer. I'm asking for you to ask yourself the questions that I'm asking. It is rather important, I believe, to have clarity in your life, to know what is what and what is what not. Anyways, what is the job that you do? Do you love it or do you hate it? Why do you love it? Is it because of the money? Is it because of your social status? Is it because people call you sir? Or is it because of something else which makes you happy? What makes you happy? Yourself makes you happy? These people praising you, flattering makes you happy? There's more money, authority makes you happy? And if all of these things makes you happy, then my friend, you're not happy. Happiness is not in exchange of something. Happiness is absolute. There is no negation to happiness. Let's find out together what it means to have a job. To have a job means running from point A to point B, and from point B to point A, 24/7, 360 days, or maybe a little less than that, doing the same work every day, morning till night, morning till evening, constantly. The utter sheer monotony of your life, the sheer loneliness. You do your job and then to just get out of that monotony, that monotonous life, you escape through sex, you escape through drugs, you escape through alcohol, you escape through religion. Not the real religion. This religion I'm speaking about is your human-made religion. Religion which serves no purpose. Religion which is not sacred. Religion which is entirely made upon and made up by humans who are afraid. Afraid to face the world. Afraid to face each other. Now you ask me, what does the speaker do? The speaker works in a job that he doesn't like. The speaker will work in a job that he doesn't like. The speaker is trying to find a way out of this prison. The speaker will get out of this prison. The speaker is trying to find out an escape, not psychologically, but actually, truly something which will serve the basic necessities of my life, but will not hamper my living. I want you to do the same thing, to find out you have a loan, you have an insurance, whatever is it that you have, you find out whether there's a way out of this hamster on a wheel, of this running, constant competition, ambition, frustration, and then one fine day you die. Find out for yourself if you can get out of this. The speaker is doing the same thing. The speaker is trying to find out if he can get out of this. Yo, my friend, your job is a prison. Don't be a slave. Be free. Be free and find out the real meaning of life. Speaker and you, together we will find out the meaning of our life, of our entire existence. I think it's time we both of us shut up and do something which is rather important, to sit down quietly and observe what is it that is in your mind for a minute. Thank you for being together. We'll find out the next week about the conditioning of the human mind and how to set ourselves free. Let us have freedom from the known.